You're listening to SBS News.
For Deepak Sood, who has lived with Parkinson's disease for 18 years, regular home care visits have changed his life.
This has given me confidence. Things which I could not do alone, now with their help I can do in seconds. And I think I find myself more useful to the society as well as myself.
But home care providers such as Sri Om Care, who cater for migrant communities, say they've struggled to find the right staff. Swetha Sharma is the manager of Sri Om Care.
It's a quite challenge at the moment because, you know, we started the home care services from last 2.5 years. It's a demanding industry, right? So we people are getting older and older, so we need more staff.
It's a sentiment shared by many in the aged care sector. Sean Rooney is the chief executive of Leading Age Services Australia.
So with the growing numbers of older Australians, we know that many of them come from non-English speaking backgrounds. Being able to ensure that we have appropriately ethnic, cultural and linguistic supports is really important. And that's where things like skilled migration play a role in being able to meet those needs.
The Department of Education, Skills and Employment recommended in March that aged and disability carers, nursing support workers and personal care assistants should be added to the skilled migration occupation list. The Department of Home Affairs has confirmed to SBS News the release of the revised list has been delayed due to what it calls economic and labour market impacts arising from the COVID-19 pandemic. Hessa Ubina, a former nurse from the Philippines, is in Australia on a student visa and says she's been closely watching the department's updated list for opportunities.
The rules are implemented. It will gonna be bring hope to many individuals as such as myself to be able to have the opportunity to provide care to the elderly.
Visa processing times have got much longer since the COVID-19 pandemic. Melbourne-based migration agent Paul Dizon has told SBS News delays have been seen for temporary and permanent visa applications. For Deepak Sood, though, one thing is for sure, home care services are indispensable. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.